I've got big, huge, massive news. Okay, so did you miss out on registering for our spring summer program? It's not too late. We are opening up 1,000 spots starting today. Maybe you got into the program and you're realizing this is amazing. Everybody should be doing this. Or I know so many people who would love this. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everyone you know. And if it's you, you're the one who didn't get signed up, run, don't walk over to our website, GWB.com. The first 1,000 people to sign up are in. Otherwise, you have to wait until our next program that doesn't start until the fall. Go. What are you waiting for?
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Day 73. Happy day 73 of the program. My goodness. Also happy Wednesday if you're in the group and following along. Also happy week 10. We are continuing our higher protein fat revamp a week and tweak. And then we're going to be completely switching things up for week 11 and week 12. If you still have weight to lose, we go right to the very last day of this program. We're assuming that you still have weight to lose and you want to work right towards it, right to the very last day. We're going to break down next steps for you, whether you're going to go it on your own. We're going to tell you what you need to do. If you sign up for the January group, we're going to tell you everything that you need to know about that. We are also going to add in or trial a Bridging the Gap group. So if you're a member of this group and you've signed up for the January group, you can gain entrance to our Bridging the Gap group. We're going to give it a trial run. We're going to see how it goes. We're not going to charge anything for it because it's got a bit of a test group for us. We've never done it before. It's going to be a bare bones group. I'm not going to go live. We're not going to be doing any posts or anything. But it's going to be a place that if you have any questions from the end of this program until the start of the next program, you'll be able to pop in there. There will be a team there ready, willing, and happy to answer any questions that you have. So we are doing that. So I can officially announce it. Even though I've been talking about it, it's all about manifesting. It's all about manifesting. I had the idea to do it. And then I just thought, let's do it. And then the team's like, are we doing it? And then we've been working really hard behind the scenes to make sure that we have the staff that we need over the holidays and to make sure that we support everyone as best as possible. So that is going to be a thing. We're going to let you know more about that. What else? If you've reached your goal or you're getting close to reaching your goal, we have a whole maintenance group for you to join. It's pay one price. You're in. It's not a guided program or anything like that. Again, a whole team of people over there to answer any questions that you have. Now, we do posts. We do giveaways. We have guests. I go live. We do our weigh-in Wednesdays. We have a panel of people weighing in on topics. So it's very active. And it is a whole group on itself, the maintenance group, but you don't have to join the maintenance group. We're going to tell you everything that you need to know in order to be successful with maintenance on your own. It's not our thing to want you to keep signing up again, although we did understand that people were looking for a place to continue that conversation after they were done losing their weight, hence the start of the maintenance group, which is doing really well. But you don't have to join it. Basically, no matter what you're doing after this program, we're going to set you up for success. We got all the posts. We're going to have all the conversations. We're going to talk all about it. But right now, you still have like 3 weeks to focus on actually getting that scale to move. And even if you reached your goal, you still want to follow through on the steps, especially our personalizing the program parts that we're going to be introducing on Sunday. Now, the big thing you need to know about that is that you're still doing all of the things. You're just not forcing your body to eat when you're not hungry. We're doing away with those token amounts when you're not hungry is really the biggest difference. Plus, you have a lot of flexibility in terms of what you were eating when, still following the guidelines, still not going any longer, than 3.5 hours, between eating. Still trying to eat as early as possible at night, still going higher protein for breakfast in the morning. So still doing all of the things, maximizing your efforts. It makes it more individual to your actual needs, which is really exciting. So stick around. We are far from done. Let's get right into these questions today. I want to get right into them. First of all, after I say a couple more things, Liz Howard, if you have not checked out Liz Howard's, she's our Livy Loser Spotlight on Monday. Definitely worth checking out. Dr. Paul this week, we talked about 4 reasons why your weight might be slower to move. Even if the scale is moving for you, a conversation definitely worth checking out. And then yesterday we had the Hunts, Joanna and Brian join us for Spill the Tea. Such a great conversation, honestly. If you're looking for inspiration, motivation, look to those things. There's no shortage in them for sure, so be sure to check those out. Maureen, hi, good morning. Try belly dancing class as well as dancing to the oldies class. I'm hoping to tone the body. It's lots of fun. Okay, I love this. You know, you do not need to exercise to lose weight, but you definitely need to move your body. Getting your heart rate up really helps. So I love about, especially if you're planning on getting into exercises, do something that you love. Do something that brings you joy, you know, like go to a belly dancing class, go to a dance class, sign up for martial arts. I don't know, try horseback riding. I don't know. It doesn't really matter what it is, as long as you like make that new connection and you find joy in what you're doing. A lot of us, because of dieting, have used exercise as a form of punishment. I ate this, so now I need to exercise, or I need to burn calories, or I need to exercise in order to lose weight. And that's not a great association to exercise and moving your body. So now you have a whole opportunity to create new associations to the activities that you're doing. So if you can find something you love and something that stimulates your brain, this is why dancing is so great, or playing a sport, or, you know, it really, it creates that an even stronger mind-body connection. So if you ever utilize your mind rather than just like straight up and down, and you know, it's not very stimulating on your body. Yes, it'll work your muscles and you know, might get your heart rate up, but it's not very stimulating. So anything you can do where you're strengthening that mind-body connection is such a massive benefit. Hi, Patty. Good morning. Struggling this round, but hit my lowest low again. On the right track. Perseverance over perfection. Yeah, perseverance over perfection. I love that saying. You know, it's just life. We talked about this with Dr. Paul. It's like all of the things that we're working through, including showing up for yourself, your issues and associations, your belief system, your health issues, your hormones, your this, your that, other people in your life, your job, all of it. It's all part of weight loss. I had this bit of an aha moment talking to him in a sense that we think weight loss is this thing that we do, right? And it is a thing that we do to help our body focus on fat loss, but we look at it kind of like as a separate entity, like eat less, exercise more. And I think that's kind of how the diet industry has presented it. It's just so easy. Eat less, exercise more. That's it. When really, it's really all encompassing. It really involves, because it's, you're talking about your body, you know, the choices that you're making and doing the things that you need to do to reach your goals, you know, making the changes that you need to make. And it's all encompassing in your life. Like trying to prioritize yourself when your life is so busy, when you have a job, when you work night shift, when you have kids, when you know what I mean? Trying to meal prep, trying to do all the things that sets you up for success when you barely have time to do anything. You know, dealing with other people, how what they think, what they feel. You know, dealing with yourself, working through those issues and associations, all of that. And then just how your body works in general. You know, and a lot of you have accumulated fat over years and years and years and years and years and years and years of things that you're doing that reinforce the fact that you need it. So it's going to take time. You know, the good thing, it doesn't take as much time as it took for you to gain it in order to lose it. But it's really everything. You know, I'm mindful to use that word holistic approach, you know, because I just, what does that mean? But it really means like taking a whole view approach, like really seeing the big picture when it comes to your weight loss journey. Like this, I mean, you might have guessed by now, this is not fitting your ass into your jeans in a quick fix, although fitting your ass into your jeans is a definite bonus, but this is not a quick fix, you know. It's amazing how quickly some of you can lose the weight. So, in, you know, you take 3 months, some of you are losing, you know, large amounts of weight, whereas it took you, you know, 20 years to be able to lose weight in a way that's sustainable. I mean, you might have lost it quickly before, but you gain it all back. So, you know, it is kind of a quick fix for some people, you know, but for other people, it's going to take time for a variety of different reasons. So it sure as shit can be frustrating for sure. So I love that saying, perseverance over perfection. It's just about keep showing up. You're going to get there. You're going to look how quickly this program went by. I'm sure a lot of you in hindsight are looking back and thinking, oh, like I could have, and now knowing what I know, it's hard when this is your first time through the program. Like I wish there was, Anne and I talk about this all the time, I wish there was a way we could bottle up the end game and bottle up how it all works together. Like you haven't even seen nothing yet. If you're, this is your first time through the program, you got to wait till we get into personalizing the plan. That's super cool. And we're not even there yet. But I wish there was a way you could take the whole 3 months of the program and bottle it up and really show people like this is, you know, how it's going to be. So in hindsight, now that you're here, it's really easy to reflect back and think, oh my God, that went by so quick and I could have done this or I could have done that or I could have been more all in. And we forget all the things, excuse me, that we were dealing with along the way, you know, so just keep showing up. I told you, if you just keep showing up, you can't mess it up. And if you be here at the end, you might not lose as much. Some people might exceed their expectations and lose way more than they ever thought. But some people might not have lost, you know, as much as they would have liked. But I guarantee you, you're going to be so proud of yourself at the end. You're going to really be really happy with the results that you've seen. Where are we? Hey, buddy, are you packed and ready? We're going home for Thanksgiving. Buddy, nah, I'm good. I'm just trying to stay in Canada and hang out with Gina Libby. My mind, come on, it's my favorite holiday. Everyone will be there. Turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy, body. Nope, I'm perfectly happy here with my water and my fruit and my leafy greens. Mine, let's see if we can do this together. I'll make as many choices in line with your happiness, and you let me indulge in mine a bit. And the body, just promise you'll check in often and get us back on track next Tuesday. You know, Yvonne, I love this because, as you know, I talk to myself all the time. I talk to myself all the time. In fact, out loud. I'm an out loud talker. One time someone said to me, oh, I saw you in your car. And I was just like mortified because I was like, was I talking to myself? Because for sure I was, because I talk to myself all the time. You know, I say that a lot. What would I think about myself? What would my body think about me? What, you know, because I can be quite hard on myself, you know. But I love these kind of conversations. You're just, what you're doing that is bring that to the forefront of your mind and having the conversation, making a plan for yourself before you even get to where you're going. So I know your jokes on this, but I freaking love this. Thanksgiving is coming up for those of you in the States. I'm excited for you. It's such a great time. I know the pandemic is not over, especially for a lot of people with immune issues and stuff like that. And I feel super empathetic. But, you know, the reality is people are getting back to some normal, you know, normal life. I don't know what that means. But getting out and about and traveling and seeing people and just, we're human. We need to be around people. So please, the last thing, and I said this when we had our Canadian Thanksgiving, please do not. The last thing we want anyone doing is stressing about what you're eating or not eating, whether it be Thanksgiving or for the holiday season. You don't want to stress. This is what Back on Track is for. So it's good timing. We've introduced Back on Track. Don't be afraid to use Back on Track. But there is something to be said about making a plan for yourself and how you want to feel. And, you know, it might be, I'm building on the momentum. You know, Thanksgiving comes and goes every year. I really want to work towards my goals. I'm sticking to this. I'm doing all of the things. And I love it. Pack your own food. You know what I mean? Make choices that make you feel good. Fall in line with your goals. Love it, love it, love it. Some of you might have been like, fuck it. I haven't seen family in a while. I'm eating all the things. I'm eating the stuff and I'm eating the potatoes. I'm eating this. I'm in that. I'm in all of it, and I'll deal with it later, and I'll get back on track when I'm done. Or some of you might just be like, you know what? I'm going to just, you know, follow the best I possibly can, indulge where I want to indulge, make choices that make me happy, and, you know, see what happens. Regardless, I'll just get right back on track. You're still on the road, right? So one person is deciding that they're just going to keep going. They're not going to stay overnight. They get a long drive. They're going to do 24 hours, and they're just going to keep going. You know, someone else is deciding, like, you know what, they're going to go visit their aunts or their uncles or their grandmas or their whoever, and they're going to, you know, stop over for dinner and have a nice visit, and then they're going to get back on the road and then go. And someone else may decide, like, I'm going to stop here, I'm going to eat all the things, I'm going to have fun, I'm going to party my fucking ass off, right? And then you may wake up hungover the next day, but you're still getting back on that road. Hopefully, you know, of course you're not drinking and driving, of course I got to say that because someone's going to point that out. You know, and then you get back on the road and you're driving again. You're driving. That's it. It's not going to stop you from reaching your goal. You don't need to go back. You just keep moving forward. You just keep moving forward, you know? That's what it's all about. And that's what, the hunts. Oh my gosh. Can we just take a moment? I know I talked about the fact that they did spill the tea, but now the conversation is coming back to me. They are masters at this. It has not been easy for them, especially Joanna. She was worked through a lot of health issues that keep setting her back, and keep, you know, slowing things down for her, but she's still showing up. She's down 100 pounds. He's down 70 pounds. I love their whole attitude about it. And it's just like life is happening. They're continuing to live their life. They're going to get there. You know, they're showing up. They're supporting the new changes that they've made. You know, the new habits that they've created, and that's good enough for them. And slowly but surely, they are getting there, and that weight is just like, it's adding up and adding up, and their whole attitude about it, honestly, is just goals. And then solidifying the weight along the way, like, it's just so good. It's definitely a conversation worth listening to for sure. Hi, Tara Lynn. Good morning. Second round, much slower, and so true, a mental game. However, it doesn't matter because I'll do as many groups as needed, but altogether, I'm down 33 pounds. Yeah. 33 pounds. I love this. Because you got to eat still, right? You got to eat still. There's no downside in making good choices when you eat. There's no downside in choosing to indulge and being aware of that and minimizing the negativity and the, you know, the chatter that the mindset you go into, that you're horrible and you're fat and you're never going to lose your weight. Like, just working through that. You know what I mean? Getting right back at it. You know, managing your stress, managing, trying to get better sleep, you know, managing your health and your health issues, prioritizing yourself in your own life, working on strengthening your mind-body connection, you know, being in tune with what works works for you. You forget the food, the water, the all the rest of it when it comes to weight loss. What works for you in life? Do you know what I mean? There's no downside to that. That's the thing about repeating the program, the process. Repeating the program, really, and weight loss is truly a side effect of doing all these things. That's how the program is originally designed. I realized that in focusing on all these other things, my weight was dropping. I knew what to do. My job at the time when I weighed like 220 pounds plus was to help people lose weight. And then what I was realizing was what was working for other people wasn't working for me. I was eating less and exercising my ass off and I could not lose a pound. And then I, started investigating into why all of a sudden when I was eating more and doing all these things, my weight just started to really easily move. I really realized is if you do all these things and you give the body what it needs, and you address why it's feeling the need to store fat in the first place, you help it focus on fat loss, you support it in its needs, guess what? It'll drop the fat. So this was a big revelation for me, and I was so excited to sell this lifestyle program that no one wanted to buy. Nobody wanted to buy a lifestyle program. No one gave a shit about their lifestyle and habits and things and nothing. They just wanted to lose weight. They just wanted to lose weight, So there's no downside in continuing to focus on yourself, prioritize yourself, set your intentions, set your goals. Now, as you shift and you no longer have weight to lose, you can still set your intentions in terms of reaching the goals that you have to reach. I have goals in my life that have nothing to do with weight loss. And every day I'm setting my intentions and making my list and being mindful and making choices that fall in line with reaching my goals. This is same thing but different. Same thing we focus on but different. Irene, major breakthrough. My husband surprised me with a trip to Aruba for January to celebrate me and my hard work in getting healthy. Well, that's amazing. Instead of recognizing this blessing and that my husband is my cheerleader, as per Anna's post, I was overwhelmed with fear and thought of jeopardizing my weight loss effort as I've lost 25 pounds to date and signed up for group 2. Oh, I get this. Yeah, I get this. Part of me is excited, but the feel was real and hard. Thanks to your program, I realized I'm equipped with knowledge and tools like your travel and back on track post and your amazing lives. I can enjoy my best life by listening to my body's needs without fear. The fears are hard, but working through them led me to major breakthroughs. Can't wait to go on my trip now with a new smaller swimsuit and my cheerleader by my side. Ah, I love this. That's what I'm talking about. That voice, right? That where it's just wired to just drag you down. That's all habit. A big part of that is habit. And it's just about, thinking another way and choosing differently with your thoughts. I love this so much. I totally get the fear of this though. Like you've worked so hard, but you don't have to go away and eat your face off and drink all the things to the point where you feel gross and you can't wait to go home. How many times have we been on vacation? We're so excited to get away. And then we get there, we eat the things, we drink the things, we're having so much fun. And then we can't wait to go home, eat our own food, sleep in our own beds. We're all on that plane on the way back. We're all like, oh my God. You know what I mean? You can go there and make choices that make you feel good and feel amazing while you're on vacation. Have great energy. You know what I mean? And the change, just the fact that you had that stress means that you need to go away and help relieve that stress. That's only going to be a benefit to you. That's going to be a benefit to you. But this is like, we talked about this the other day. Like living your best life is living your best life. Waking up, being mindful of yourself, setting intentions that are going to make, help you reach goals that are going to make you happy, making choices that make you feel good. Like, that this is living your best life. Your best life isn't a place that you get to. It's the thing that you're doing right now, You're not waiting to reach your goal until you go on vacation. In fact, while you're working towards your goal, go on vacation. To your point, what you're going to learn while you're away and the choices that you make are just going to be invaluable to the whole process in general. You're going to learn that you can go away, have a great time, come back. Sure, your weight might be up. It's going to come right back down again. Didn't ruin anything. Didn't ruin anything. Didn't stop you from reaching your goal. You're going to learn how, you stay hydrated, focus on that water. When you get to that destination after flying, you're going to feel a million times better than you've ever felt. How just staying hydrated makes all the difference. You're going to get there and realize you have better energy than you ever have. You don't just need to lie in a sunbed all day. It's great if you want to, but you have energy to do things. Do you know what I mean? To go to dinner, to dance the night away. You can actually, go to dinner, make choices at an all-inclusive or wherever you're going and eat at the whole fucking buffet and just feel really content with the foods that you're eating, really enjoy your night out and not walk away every night holding your belly being like, oh my God, I've eaten too much food. And then wake up the next day and be like, oh my God, I ate too much food. You're going to be like, that was so fun. What a great dinner last night. Where are we going to tonight? Do you know what I mean? This is living your best life. This is all part of living your best life. Have the best time. Tony just booked us a trip. We've been researching for a while. And I just came down this morning, and he was in a bit of a grumpy mood, rightfully so, and he never is. And we research. Tony, we're into travel, if you kind of follow me and you know me. That's what we choose to do. We just basically work and travel and raise our kids. And we're really blessed to do that. But Tony, we always have the best vacations because Tony researches the crap out of them. And we watch a million videos of places to try to figure out where we're going. So we booked something last minute. We weren't going to go. We decided to go. And anyway, this morning he called in and he's upgraded our room and we're going away. And it's just like, it's nice to have something to look forward to, you know? So that's the thing. You work so hard, you got to play hard, but also you got to relax hard. You have got to relax hard. That's the big one that people forget about, you know? So whether you need a vacation or you're just taking some time at home and jumping in Epsom salt baths, you know, you've got to take that time for yourself. You got to recognize where you're at. You got to recognize where you're at. Okay, speaking of, can I just talk about the new year? Because some of you won't have to lose weight for the new year because you're going to have reached your weight loss goals. How cool is that, right? All of you who are in this group and listening right now will not have to make a plan for yourself and say to yourself, oh my God, I'm going to lose all this weight, because you're already doing it. You won't have to make weight loss goals because you've already made them. You already have your why. You already see the end. You know what I mean? Like, that's a whole vibe in itself. This is why I love the September group, is because, you know, I know full well there are many people in this group who will not have to make weight loss goals for the new year for the first time in a really long time. And even if you still have to continue your journey, then you're going to roll into summer. Chances are you're going to lose your weight by summer. You will not have to make any weight loss goals for summer. You won't have to lose weight for summer. Can you imagine how amazing that is? I just am like, so good. Will we still be able to track water, weight, etc. in the app in between groups? Hi, Elena. Yeah. So after the group is done, so on December 11th is the Sunday. It's our last day. I do a final check-in. We do a survey. So first of all, we're gonna post some information about Ruth Kane and her team over at the University of Ottawa, who are studying the program and the process. And we just got funding from the government, so we're gonna talk about her initiative. But we also do surveys, and then we want to hear everything from you: the good, the bad, the ugly. What if you stop following? Why'd you stop following? We want to know. Maybe there's something we can do about that next time. If there's things that you want to tell us. And the reason why we wait to the end is because you have to see the whole program in its entirety. You know what I mean? And you're here to focus on your journey. I'm not a fan of like feedback along the way, because it is what it is. And we're just so busy, honestly, fucking helping people every day and doing everything we can to make sure people who've signed up are getting across the thing. And you got to come in and focus on your goals. A lot of times people will try to focus on us rather than focusing on what they need to do. So we're very mindful of that. This is not you coming in to help us. This is us helping you. But at the end of the program, we want to hear everything that you have to say about the program. So if you could please take time to fill out that survey.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everything and anything about it. Tell us what you love. Tell us what you didn't like. Tell us the things that you would like to see, the things you would like us to improve. We want to hear it. We're just getting started around here. We don't do perfectly. You can put right in there that I talk too fast. I do this and do that. It's nothing I don't know. It's nothing I'm not working towards, but it's also good to hear it. We love feedback. We absolutely love feedback, because, you know, it helps us recognize how we can better help you. And at the end of the day, that's our end game. And we definitely don't know everything. But to my point, so after we stop posting on that final day, we do a final checkout. Tony and I go through the results of the survey, so you'll be able to hear all the results of the program. And then after that, you have access to the group. So you can continue to check, you can continue to go into the group and review the information. We stop posting, we stop answering questions, but you still have access to all the information. Now, if you're working behind in the app, like say today's day 73 and you're on day 50, the app will continue to work for all 91 days. At the end of the 91 days, when you complete the program, it turns into a general tracker that you're going to be able to use ongoing for as long as we have the app. So you just get to continue to use it for free. Now, if you sign up for the January group, there will be a place in the app that you can click on the January program, set that up for you, and then when that program starts, you jump into that program, and then it starts your 91 days again. So if you're not doing the program again, you can continue to use the app as a general tracker. And if you sign up for the January group, your app will turn into a general tracker in between groups once you're done the 91 days. If you're working behind the group, your app will continue to work those 91 days. And if you sign up for the January program, you don't have to download the app again. You just choose the next program from within the app, and then it stores all of your information and all your data, which is really super cool. So you'll have access to all of it, and you'll be able to use that app. Good morning. Hi, Sarah. I'm so happy you're going to open up a space for Bridging the Gap. I'll be there every day, keeping myself focused and my goals, cheering on my living losers. Holiday time can be tricky. We need our safe and happy place. Yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing. We want you to be successful. And, you know, we haven't had a Bridging the Gap group because, like anything that we do, we want to make sure that we're doing it the right way. And, you know, what happened in the past is, and feel free to do this, people started their own groups where they would support each other in between, which I think is a fabulous idea. A fabulous idea. So if you're into that, you can totally do that. Please, the only thing I ask is don't use my name. Don't use Gina Libby. Don't use Weight Loss by Gina. Don't use any of that because it's very confusing to our new members and they end up trying to join all these groups and have a hard time finding our group. So call it whatever you want. You just can't use any of our names. But a lot of times people will make up their own Facebook groups or their WhatsApp groups and then they help support each other in between. I know you're all going to be fine. Even if we didn't do a group, I know you're going to be fine because you've been fine. I know you're nervous. But then every time we come back, people are like, oh, I'm so surprised. It did really great. Yes, of course, because all of your hard work has paid off, right? You've made real change and you're not going to blow it over the holidays, even if you eat all of the things. But we've come to realize that, you know, adding in a group that can help sort of, you know, people in between groups is just going to be beneficial to our members. So we don't know what that's going to look like in the future, but for now, it's going to be a free group. You have to be a member of this group and you have to also have registered and be a member of that winter group in order to gain access to that group. So that's how that's going to work. We're going to roll out more details as we figure them out. Again, progress over perfection. It probably won't be perfect. Don't hold us to anything. This is us just trying to help out, see what we can do, because it's really to your benefit and our benefit. The more successful you are, you know, we're all about that. So that's going to be a great place. When you have to take antibiotics 3 times a day, when should you take your pre and probiotics? Okay, so this used to be a thing where you would need to take your probiotic. Prebiotics you can take anytime. Prebiotics you can take anytime. Just like prebiotic food. So you can totally take those anytime. It used to be a thing where you had to take your probiotic opposite of your antibiotic, but now there's actually quite a bit of research that suggests that taking them together or, you know, within the same kind of time frame is actually beneficial. So it would just depend on the antibiotic that you were taking. So I'd maybe talk to your, you know, to your pharmacist or your doctor with this one about what specifically you are taking. You could always do Google search if you're into that. Just Google both of them. They'll let you know if there's any interactions in them. But yeah, that used to be a thing. It used to have to take them opposite of each other, and one would like take the probiotic would negate the effectiveness of the antibiotic, but that's kind of no longer the case. That kind of changed a few years back. Hi, Heather. Good morning. But check in with your doctor really ultimately, because I don't know what you're taking specifically. Hi, Heather. Good morning. Intentions for today are to maximize my protein, move my body at lunch break by dog walkies, and log everything on the app, which typically results in a successful day. Yes! And we know this because the data on the app. So I don't know if you're using the app, you might just be logging. You can actually access that data by clicking the photos and comes up with graphs for your sleep, for your water, for your whatever. And you'll be able to see when they're actually all aligned, you know, what's actually happening. That scale is moving down when you're getting your sleep, when you're moving your body, when you're staying on top of your water and you're consistent with your foods and you're doing things. You'll be able to see a correlation with that, which is really super, super cool. Lots of deep breathing when stress waves hit. Oh, you know, I love that. Really enjoyed the spill of the tea. They were just real and great to hear a guy's perspective. Yeah, so good. Honestly, if you haven't been watching the spill of the teas, it's not just about the people and their journey. It's their takeaways and their tidbits and the insight that you gain into your own journey. And just, you know, hearing it from other people. You can't just sit up here and, you know, can't just listen to me sit up here and talk to you all day. I think you've got to make it tangible. You've got to make it real. And this is why I'm so adamant about real conversations. Like, we don't blow smoke. We're not trying to sell you nothing. All we're trying to sell you here is weight loss in a sustainable way. And really, that's on you. I have a great program. I know a lot about weight loss. We have a very informative team. We're here to help you and answer the question. But we can't make you show up every day. We can't make you do those things. You know what I mean? That's why it's got to be a real conversation. And this is why we select people who are very real and have different things to add. You'll notice we select people who've lost a lot of weight. We select people who you only have a small amount of weight to lose. We select people who haven't lost any weight and they're struggling. You'll notice if you follow along in our Spill the Tea, it's not just everyone's like, oh, I did the program, did everything you said, Tina, and I lost all the weight and everything's wonderful. No, in fact, quite the opposite. I mean, if that is you, good for you, amazing. Chances are you don't really need our help. You're doing great. I love that for you, and that's amazing. And that is most people's journey. The reality is that most people, 26,000 people in the group, at the end of the program, when we do get those survey back, most people lose their weight. They find it easy to follow, no problems whatsoever. But this is why, you know, a very small percentage of you are very vocal, the people who ask the questions. That's why there's no such thing as a stupid question, a silly question, or none of that. All the questions are so important, because if you have the question, chances are other people have that same question. They just might not be asking those questions. All the comments, all the interactions, all the support, all the shares, all of it, that's what makes our community. And the people who don't ask one question, they benefit from the community, the vibe. They, even though they may not ask one question, they appreciate the safe, positive, supportive space that they have to show up every day and work towards their journey, you know? So, and then, you know, obviously then there's the people who, you know, are having a bit of a harder time. And, you know, that's, if we can help people who are really struggling and give the insight and talk about those things, then it should make it a lot easier for everybody else who's not struggling, you know, and that's kind of how it all works. That's why I love our friggin' community and the, you know, the people that we bring on. And it's not an easy thing to do. Too, right? Like, we're so grateful for everyone who asks a question. It's not an easy thing to ask a question and set your intentions here and to kind of put it all out there. And, you know, especially on those Spill the Teas, the Libby Loser spotlights, like those are real people taking the time to write that, to share the benefit of helping people. Our Spill the Tea guests, you know, it's unnerving, I would imagine, to get out in front of 26,000 people and have a conversation and pour your heart out and share about your journey. You know what I mean? And it's just, we're just so really grateful that everyone is so great about that here, and we have the best community. Hi, Susan. My weight is still so slow moving. I wish I could get the inflammation I need to go away. Thinking that would help, my weight would move. I'm doing all the things. Thanks for all your support. Check out that conversation with Dr. Paul. You know, inflammation is one of those things. There's lots you can do about it. It is definitely one of those things that takes a little bit longer, but you're going to get there. You're going to get there. Definitely check out that conversation with him. Well, hi, Helen. My goal is in sight for this program. I'll be down 20. Next program, we'll set the same goal. Love that. That's a great... If this was your first program, I would suggest, you might not have paid attention to it, the fresh eyes post that we originally posted. So you see a lot of people are coming back to repeat their process. They're talking about how the second time around is definitely more mental, you know, than physical, that kind of thing. It is a real thing. So if you are a new member in this group, I highly suggest that before you leave this group, search out the fresh eyes post and just kind of give it a review. And it'll give you just the right frame of mind. Each time around, it works just as effectively. It just works differently. And your body tends to focus on different things, right? So you don't have to worry about that, but definitely check out the fresh eyes post. It's all about bringing fresh eyes to this process. So you took this body, which functioned at this level, you ran it through the program and had an opportunity to level up on a variety of different things, lost the weight, whatever. At the end of the program, your body's functioning on this level. You're more in tune, your metabolism is higher, your body's functioning more optimally, you know, you've lost the weight, it's leveled up, blah, blah, blah. So now you're bringing this new body to the table. So you're not starting from here again. So you shouldn't expect your body to focus on the same things, right? And you're now starting for here. So now your body's going to have different needs, different things it's going to want to focus on, right? So fresh eyes, that fresh eyes post really talks about that. So it's a good tip to go back and review. Hi, Christy. No matter what you know or how far you are in the program, the four questions are so important. I forgot that and I ate one bite and I was one bite that was too many. I'll be more mindful for the rest of the day. Yeah, don't stop asking those four questions, especially with where we're at in the process. And then even into maintenance, you don't want to stop asking those four questions. You don't want to stop asking those four questions until you no longer need to, because you look at your food and you just know. You know what I mean? You are so in tune with that feeling that when you've had enough, you just know. I don't have to ask four questions. I just know. I can look at something and be like, like, oh my God, if I eat all that, I'm going to be full. Sometimes I still eat it. Do you know what I mean? Or I can look at something and be like, that is not enough. I'm definitely going to need more food than that. I know exactly the moment every single time when I'm eating my food, when I've had enough. I know exactly the moment when I decide to eat one more bite, how I'm going to feel that I've eaten too much. I do not have to think about it because it's second nature. That's what asking a big part of those four questions. Yes, getting in tune to your portions, but it's about getting in tune with your body's needs in the moment. And this is why you can't go by what they look like. And you know, it's not about making your portions smaller, 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 smaller. In fact, quite the opposite. You've got to be in tune to that. That's a big part of the fresh eyes. So a lot of times people will do the program, they'll do the next program, and then they'll try to keep their portions small or just as small as they were when they finished. But your metabolism is higher. Now you're meeting into this body's needs and eating to satisfaction. That's going to be different. So you might end up finding that you need bigger portions, right? And that's normal. That's normal. Remember, we're eating so often, right? So chances are your portions are smaller, especially as we phase into personalized and planned in the next couple of weeks. You're not going to be forcing yourself to eat, every meal and snack time. If you're not hungry, you might skip a snack, and then that might make you hungrier for your lunch, which you want to be in tune and ask those four questions, and your portion sizes may be bigger or they may be smaller. It doesn't, depending on the day, right? So that's all really about getting in tune to that. Continuing to ask those four questions really, really helps. Hi, Carlene. Yes, 3 weeks left. Personalizing the plan scares me. Yes, it scares a lot of people, but you know, just like you had faith in the beginning, because so many people, we talked about this yesterday, wanting to go back, and going back is just not productive. Going back will just put your body in a happy place. Going back is comfortable, but going back is what you know, but going back is not productive. It's not maximizing. It's not forward moving. It's not doing all the things. It's doing the minimal amounts of things, because you've been there, you've done that, and whatever. You're going to have an opportunity to reset that at the beginning of the next program. You still want to do those, you know, first few weeks of eating to satisfaction. But again, to my point, I was just talking about really feeding into this new body that you have, right? So personalizing the plan scares a lot of people, but it shouldn't, because you're literally doing all of the things. The main thing is that you have more flexibility, but you don't have to force yourself to eat when you're no longer hungry. It's all kind of about getting into that, but it does freak out a lot of people. It does freak out a lot of people. I really love to drop a few numbers, and I need to spend time reflecting on non-scale victories. Besides the blood work changes, I haven't really noticed, been present, grateful to anything. Yeah. So, but this is really easy to do. Like, you're juggling a lot of balls. Life is getting in the way. This way, that maximizing post, never stop pulling it out. Maximizing is just a great checklist. At the beginning of each new week, I would check out that maximizing post, and I would just kind of, am I doing this? I stopped taking my omega-3. Do you know what I mean? Totally forgot about that. Got to add that back in. Do you know what I mean? Drink my water. Or get my things in, you know, I forgot. I was doing those breathing exercises before I went to bed. That was helping me sleep. Ah, gotta add those back in. Like, you're juggling a lot of balls, plus life, plus holidays, plus things. You know what I mean? This is also the time where people quit. People usually don't make it this far in their weight loss journey. You guys been here before. You do that weight loss program, you lose your weight, you have a quick fix, and you stop following, right? You just stop following. Especially when it gets hard, you get a plateau, you perceive it's never gonna work, so you quit. And then you just start again, and then you quit that, start again, quit that. I'm not trying to be a jerk. That is the reality. For a lot of people, it's the pattern, and rightfully so. You had every right to quit those crappy, shitty diets because they were never going to work. So you could have been instinctually, you knew they were shit, but this is not shit. This is not it. This is you continuing to show up for yourself. You know, set those intentions. That's a big one. These are the things I'm working on today and every day moving forward. End of day reflections, that a big one. Bring it right in your face. You know what I mean? Like, you obviously want this. You're here, you know, but you're not following through on the steps to get you there, and so you're just kind of spinning your wheels. I find setting your intentions and end-of-day reflections can be massive, because everyone talks about accountability, but you're not accountable to me or my team or whatever. You're accountable to yourself, you know? So, and also, you know, cut yourself some slack and recognize you may just go through a season of your life where you're dealing with a lot. And you can't give this the what you want to give it. But that's okay. And it's still worth showing up and doing what you can. At least you're not eating all the things and going the other way. Like, that's the other thing too, man. Sometimes we go through stressful periods in life and be like, oh, I can't do this. I'm not maximizing, not whatever. Yeah, but you're not eating your face off and gaining weight, are you? Like you normally would during this time of life when you were this stressful. You're managing it differently. That in itself is a massive non-scale victory, to recognize that, you know, you're managing your life differently now that you're stressful. You're not eating all the things. You're not doing this. You're not doing that. You're still hanging on maybe by the skin of your teeth, but you're still here, still showing up for yourself. So there's a lot to be proud of in that, you know. Let me scroll down, see if I can get to some questions at the bottom here. I finally got my ass in gear. Hi, Marlene. I'm watching this live while walking on the treadmill. Feels great. Well, hello. I love that. You know, sometimes we do got to give ourselves a kick in the butt. Hi, Jennifer. Love the Living Loser spotlights and spill the teas. The struggle is real for some of us, and those shares all help us feel better as we work towards our own journey. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what they're there for, you know? So if you're, I know it's a lot. And we're, you know, I know it's a lot of information. It's a lot of videos. It's a lot of information. But this probably means a lot to you. You know, reaching your finally and forever goals. The whole goal is for you to do this in a way that's going to stick. Physically, mentally, all of it, where it's going to make a difference, where you literally get to move on from it. It's like building a house. It fucking sucks. It takes forever. Not that I've ever built one, but I would assume it takes forever. It's, you know, from what I hear, you know, it takes longer than you think, costs more money than you think. It's a lot of work, picking the tiles, picking the this, picking the that, going to the site, going to the thing. It's so much work. But then you get this beautiful house to live in at the end. And then you reflect back like, oh my God, that was so fun. That was so easy. Meanwhile, you're like pulling your hair out along the way and you thought you're never going to get there. Never was going to get done. You had to relive them with your parents in their basement. Do you know what I mean? Like along the way, this is kind of the same thing. You're working towards living in this beautiful house, you know, that you get just get to live in for the rest of your life. So it's a lot, but the more you're investing in it, you know, the more solid your foundation is going to be. And you're going to build yourself a nice house. It's going to last. You're not going to have to replace your roof every, you know, few years or whatever. Exercise, bike, plus live routine. Mina actually got clothes, books, an open mail donation pile off the bike, and I'm using it again. That's a win. Do I have clothes on my bike? No, I don't. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I do. That's a win. That's a win. Hi, Lisa. The app is a wonderful tracker. I know on some level that when I'm all in, or kind of, but the tracker is proof. I went on to see I lost weight and I could see the detox cycle. Plus, then I looked at my sleep patterns and water intake. It also matches up. So we can't, the app is anonymous. We take privacy real seriously. So when you upload like, your photo, we can't see it. Like we can't see any of that. We don't have access to your information or anything like that. But what we can see is the stuff that people are tracking. Not who is tracking it. We can't see that. It's all anonymous. But we can see the patterns. And we can tell. When people are tracking, we can tell it's actually leading to results. The app is making a difference. Whether you're using an app or a journal, doesn't have to be your app, could be a pen and paper. Tracking, journaling, it's proven that really, really helps people to stay on track and consistently show up. So we had an issue with our Facebook group where, you know, Facebook, love Facebook. Facebook sometimes is a bit of a jerk and switches things up on us and causes some glitches. There's a new one with the app in terms of when you're using the app, and it takes you to the app to sign in if you're an Android user, which is Facebook. Hopefully they'll fix that. You know, Facebook every now and then makes these things. But so Facebook kept saying that everything we posted was spam. And, you know, of course, we've looked into it. There's nothing we posted was spam. We're not trying to sell anything. You guys are already here. We don't need to sell anything. It's not spam. So they were deeming our account as like red flagging it. And we were running the risk of losing, not the groups, but our account. So anyway, long story short, we started posting from a different account. So we made a new account to post from. But what's happening is that members weren't seeing our posts in their feed because they follow me over on my public account, and but they didn't follow me on this new account, and so they weren't seeing our post. And all of a sudden, our engagement numbers just went down, and we were like, "Where the heck did everybody go? What is happening?" Not as many people were watching the lives, and we were just like, "What is it? Me? Did I say something? Do I offend people? Like, what is happening?" Like, it was really noticeable. And it just turned out that people weren't getting our stuff. People weren't seeing it because we were posting from a different account. So the algorithm, you know, lovely algorithms, weren't putting it in people's faces. So they weren't reminded that these posts were going up. So they actually had to manually check into the group rather than see a post on their feed. And this really affected the information that people were seeing and how many people were actually checking into the group every day and seeing the information. But the people on the app, they didn't have a decline. The people on the app, they just, because they were using the app, they stayed steady and they kept showing up, you know, so that app really kept them accountable and kept them on track with the information that they were seeing and reading and reviewing. And then, you know, when you're showing up and you're doing all the things, you're more likely to do the things. So it's really fascinating. So whether you're journaling or you're using the app or whatever you're doing, definitely being accountable to that really can actually make it. There's science behind it. There's a lot of science behind that. Let me see if I can get a couple more. Scroll down. Hi, super hungry right now. Hi, Trudy. I have to go fasting blood work today, so I can't eat until 10:30. I know you're probably used to it, so you're feeling that, and you're in tune. Your body's like, "Where's my food, miss?" I'm looking forward to the results and seeing if there's any change in my cholesterol. Also, possibly finding why my energy is so low. Yeah, could be vitamin D, could be iron, could be B's, could be a variety of different things, could be, you know, hormones, could be stuff. Who knows? I'm excited for you to find out. The exciting thing is that you're on a mission to find out, and that's really important. This program really puts you in tune with everything that you are doing. You know, you're going to recognize again. You're going to know what to eat, when to eat, how much to eat. You're going to be so in tune with how you're feeling. So trust that instinct. This is what being in tune is, that instinct, right? If you feel something is off, there's probably something off. You know, you could be fighting this flu or this virus or thing that's coming, that's going around, but rather than waking up in a full-blown sickness because your immune system is so much higher because of everything you're doing, you're feeling, you're just tired, you're feeling run down when other people are puking their faces off, you know? That's the thing. Your body will let you know a mile away what's going on because you're so in tune with it. So cool. That's my time for today. Again, check out that Spotlight with Liz Howard. Check out that segment with Dr. Paul. Such a good one. Check out that Spill the Tea segment. Check them all out. They're all over. They're all in the guides. They're also all on the podcast, Way In With Gina. I don't know, but you can download, you can listen while you're out for a walk or out and about or whatever. It's all there for you. Remember that we don't answer questions in written form on the live. So if you have a question here, copy it, paste it, put it over in the question of the day page, and the team will answer it over there. Have an amazing day, everyone. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.